Hey beautiful souls, Riley Hart here, your daily dose of queen energy. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells? Like certain people drain your energy faster than a phone battery after a binge-watching session? Welcome to today's episode all about navigating those tricky, sometimes downright toxic relationships. Because honey, we deserve better than that constant roller coaster of emotions. Relationships are the threads that weave the tapestry of our lives, right? They shape us, challenge us, and hopefully bring joy and support. But let's be real, not all connections are created equal. Sometimes, those relationships can become a bit, well, toxic. And trust me, I've been there. We've all had that friend who always seems to turn everything into drama, the coworker who thrives on negativity, or maybe even a family member whose words leave you feeling less than your best. So, how do we navigate these tricky waters? How do we protect our energy and well-being without causing unnecessary drama or hurt feelings? That's what we're diving into today. Get ready for some real talk, actionable advice, and maybe even a little laugh along the way. Now, let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind when dealing with potentially toxic relationships. First things first, learn to recognize the red flags. These sneaky signs can be subtle, like constantly feeling drained after interacting with someone, having your opinions dismissed or belittled, or experiencing a sense of walking on eggshells because you're afraid to upset them. You know that feeling when you leave a conversation feeling worse than when you went in? That's a big red flag. Next up, set healthy boundaries. Think of boundaries like invisible fences around your emotional space. They protect your energy and define what behavior is acceptable to you. This might mean saying no more often, politely but firmly disagreeing, or limiting contact with someone who consistently brings negativity into your life. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. Thirdly, communicate assertively. You have a right to express your feelings and needs clearly and respectfully. Instead of letting resentment build up, try using I statements to explain how their actions affect you. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel bad," try something like, "I feel hurt when you say things like that." Fourthly, don't engage in drama. Toxic relationships often thrive on conflict and negativity. Try to stay calm, avoid getting pulled into arguments, and focus on maintaining your own emotional stability. Remember, you can't control other people's behavior, but you can control how you react to it. Finally, know when to walk away. Sometimes, despite our best efforts, a relationship becomes too toxic to salvage. It might be time to distance yourself or even cut ties completely if someone consistently disrespects your boundaries, undermines your self-worth, or brings more negativity than positivity into your life. Remember, you deserve to surround yourself with people who lift you up and make you feel good about yourself. Think about a time when you felt drained after interacting with someone. Maybe it was a friend who always complained, a coworker who gossiped, or even a family member who constantly criticized. How did that make you feel? What could you have done differently to protect your energy? Remember, recognizing these patterns and taking steps to address them is crucial for building healthy relationships and maintaining your well-being. This isn't about being cold or heartless. It's about protecting yourself and creating space for positive connections. You deserve to be in relationships that nourish your soul, inspire you, and make you feel good about yourself. So go out there, set those boundaries, communicate with confidence, and remember, you are worthy of love, respect, and healthy relationships. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words today. Leave a review if you found it helpful. And join the conversation on social media using the hashtag Queen Energy Podcast. Until next time, keep shining bright. You are a queen.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.